Fred, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on? Are we on fire?
Ron is dead.
How you doing, Stanky Leg?
High five from everyone.
Took it to the limit.
I have a horrible foot fetish.
Do you?
Let's go, Red Sox. Let's go, Red Sox.
Hear me like a bow, bow, bow.
Go, Red Sox.
Hear me like a bow, bow, bow.
Well, Dick, well, yeah.
Now, that's why they call me Cubsy.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hello, everybody. Reporting live from Foxborough.
Oh, no, it's Roshi. All preseason sun. He is the worst, I said. He makes people want to blow out their brains. When he's calling the Patriot games, Roshi makes people want to blow out their brains. When he's calling the Patriots, from the start to the end of it, Dan Roach is screwing Patriot. Names up on my TV set, now I'm getting real upset. How does he not know him yet? Fourier is sick of it, he's never even close, like his wife, no matter what she says. After this, he'll be asking Paul and Andy for some broadcast tips. Stare blankly and lick your lips, say nothing of interest, correcting how he says it. Garoppolo or Garoppolo, cause you know everybody know all the thing that you don't know. Don't believe, check a Twitter poll. Yeah, Roachy sucks, see that? Roachy is the worst, please believe that. New Englanders are agree that we had enough of this crap. He is a bum whose time has come. Now choose a new career path.
1, 2, 3, get Roachy off my TV.
No.
He makes people want to blow out their brains when he's calling the Pats game. Why,
Jimmy with a fake.
I said 1, 2, 3, whatever happened to Don Cricky? I wish the crafts would just make it stop. Hold your nose for the ratings drop. Why, oh.
I hate it.
Ignore your critics.
Ignore your critics.
They'll be there. They'll tell you you can't do it.
Well, you can't do it. You suck.
It's not that funny. But...
he ratted Carbo out for doing weed.
These players, they worked harder than any team I've ever coached. They came to work every day. And there were no days off.
Ron is dead.
Fred, hello.
I'll get up around 10 a.m. eat a bowl of pasta. I'll get up around 10 a.m. eat a bowl of pasta.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Good morning. We are the Toucher and Rich radio program.
Fred, hello.
Hello, guy from Machine. It's always good to hear from you, even if you're 90 minutes late to the studio when you were supposed to be here. You're supposed to be here at 7:30, but you show up at 9 o'clock. Why not?
Wave the flag, honey. The gay flag's out, honey. Hello.
Yeah, that's right. And when you came into the studio, you just danced, hello.
Pass the cheese!
All right. Guy from Machine, always a pleasure to hear from you.
It's good to have like a signature entry like that, though.
Yeah, I mean, just to walk in and Rich and I were not expecting him, so he just comes in and straight up, he's like, hello! And then when you hear that, it's like a siren call. You can't avoid it. So yesterday, while you jabronis all went home and sat around... I went with Josh Fowler from NBC Sports Boston, who directs the show. I went out and watched the college basketball.
How was that?
It's good. I fell asleep in the couch at like 8 o'clock, but nonetheless, it was good.
I mean, the tournament, you didn't miss much, I feel like. 8 o'clock. Arizona got smoked.
And only two upsets. One in the afternoon, which I'm sure you saw, the Loyola game. That was early enough.
I had Loyola in that game.
Did
and
you?
Then, yeah, so did I. And yeah. then I, but Arizona, I had a Final Four team in one of my.
You're not alone. Some people had Arizona winning the whole thing.
Right.
I mean, a four seed with all that the cloud over their head, they had Arizona winning the whole thing. Now, I had them winning a couple of games, I think, two or three, but still, a national champion?
Tough. You say you do multiple brackets?
I did two.
A couple of different ones? Like with different picks, though?
Yes, but I had Michigan State winning in both.
Got it. See, you didn't quite diversify the assets too much there.
No, it was a different Final Four except for Michigan State. I can't bring my heart
can't pick against them.
To pick against them.
Got it. How do you go about making different picks? You just try to make it as opposite as possible, or you have a different strategy with each one?
I don't know what I did.
Just kind of went through and you're like, eh.
My son had a basketball practice that I was not involved in, like a skills thing. And so I just sat there and made the picks. The Beasley people, they have one.
Right. Oh, you did the Beasley one.
20 large on the game.
Huh. I saw that. I said, too rich for my blood.
That's right.
I'm out.
Ten bucks a bracket.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. It's 10. So you doubled down. You had the 20 bucks. It's not 20 bucks a bracket.
No.
That's a little.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Now you're asking me too much.
Yeah, that's morning drive money. That's not nighttime money. I said, I'm. No. I don't know about that.
I mean, I thought it was a little offensive. $10?
Yeah.
What are you doing? But if you win, you get $50,000.
Yeah?
Yeah. Beasley just gives you $50,000.
Nice.
Wow. So you're right in the running. Good,
straight out of pocket.
Good.
He's just run around intimidating other people not to join.
Oh, well,
you know,
I did that.
Really to increase your odds.
Yeah, I did that.
Yeah.
I had to do that.
Hey, thinking about joining? Maybe not.
Yeah.
Maybe not such a good idea for you, if you know what's good for you.
That's right. If you want a little muscle.
Yeah.
That's what's good for you. So it was the, and then, now today, to add to my exhaustion, I am going out to Game On.
Oh, that's right. You have a public appearance today.
Yes.
Nice. 12 to 2, right?
I have a public appearance over there at Game On.
There you go.
So come one, come all.
Watch Fred work the mic like a pro.
I have two
Direct
call-ins.
Your attention to certain televisions in the room.
Yep. And so I will be there, and I'll be doing push-ups. I'll be running in place. I'll be doing, I'll go into a wall and then move my arms against the wall.
Just hold that
plyometric,
sucker up.
Plyometric exercises, I believe they're called, if I'm not mistaken.
You should have somebody come stretch you out, like Guerrero. No?
Oh, yeah, there's always someone rubbing me down.
Yeah, get a good rub down while you're watching the games.
Yeah.
You don't want to get too tense.
No, I'll sit there and they'll rub my hand.
Yeah, because you got two brackets riding on this, so there's a lot of tension, I'd imagine.
I would imagine one bracket now riding up, because I believe I had Arizona in the Final Four in one of them. I'm going to have to check.
It's going
to
leave a mark.
Yeah.
So you're out and about. What do you wear to this event? You really wear all Michigan State gear? Do they play while you're out?
No, they play
tonight, later, right?
But I, wear a foam finger,
a little face paint.
Yeah. Put it this way: Are you going to change it all before you arrive for what you have now?
No, why would I?
I'm not saying you should. I'm just getting a full picture. That's all.
Yeah, I don't know. What do you want me to do? You want me to dress all nice for the people?
No, it's not necessary.
Get suited.
Au natural, baby. This is me,
Steve Harvey suit.
Drink it in.
Yeah, I wanted the most buttons possible on my jacket. That's what I wanted. So, yes, it was a big tournament day. I'm getting very old for the tournament. Very old.
Well, So you weren't out for the Loyola game? Because I imagine that would be a good time to be at the bar. That'd be a good time. People high-fiving. Yes, early was mostly chalk yesterday, right?
Like,
was there a lot of excitement? Was the bar getting hyped up?
The bar was getting hyped up about Rhode Island.
Rhode Island went to overtime.
Oh, actually, sorry. Yeah. That was a good game. That's true. I forgot
It was
that.
Almost entirely Rhode Island. Oh. And then when I was at, and then I went to another bar for a while, and that was...
Oh, you bar hopped.
Well, I had to do something, and then I had to sit at a bar to wait. But that was when Duke was playing, and that was a blowout.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember who else was playing. It's funny, you go out to watch the games, and then you realize how little interest you have.
You retain nothing. I just said the same. I'm like, oh, yeah, there weren't any good games early, right? Nope. The first game I watched, which I basically watched the whole thing, URI Oklahoma, went to overtime. Good game.
Yeah.
Totally forgot about it.
Yeah, that was a good game. There was guys shooting from half court. There was a whole thing
guy
happening.
Guy hit one from the logo at mid court. I couldn't believe that.
Not a good shot. Not a shot you want to take in a game.
Your guy, Trae Young, not so hot.
Nope.
Nope. You were all over that yesterday.
I'm not taking the guy who says he's 6'2". I don't believe that.
No.
6'1", 180.
My favorite.
He's not 180 either.
My favorite part of that game yesterday. My favorite part of that game was Reggie Miller constantly telling us. I don't know if you had the audio going at the bar. I don't know what they had going on. But Reggie Miller constantly telling us that, oh, he's doing a really good job. He's controlling the game. He's not forcing it. and then he would try to split two defenders and throw the ball out of bounds, or right. you know, hand it right off to the defense. It's
there
like,
was,
oh,
there
he's
was
not
an
forcing
edict.
It. He had six or seven turnovers.
Before the broadcast, there was an edict. Okay, you got to spotlight this guy. You got to pump this guy up. It was obvious because every other word out of Reggie's mouth was about Trae Young, who is not 6'2 and is not 180 pounds and will be a lottery pick.
So Reggie,
I think he will be. Absolutely he will
Reggie
be.
Reggie hasn't seen the light like Fred. He hasn't seen the light yet.
No, I don't think that he's a lottery pick. I'm not taking him.
I think he's going to be taken to the back end of the lottery at least. At least.
I'm not taking him. If I'm a team,
well, as we just spotlighted, he's not big. He's kind of frail. Yeah. He's going to get bumped around once he gets to the next level. But somebody's going to take him.
Well, he fell off in the second half of the season, so he doesn't have the stamina to last a season.
I thought he was Steph Curry. I thought that's what everyone was telling me.
That's what everyone was saying.
He did hit one long one. That's all I saw.
Yeah.
He dribbled around a lot in the first half. I saw he was decent in the first half. I mean, he didn't force anything in the first half, but then he unraveled like his team.
If I'm an agent, I would say go back to school for 1 year, bulk up, and then come out. I really don't think he's a lottery pick. There's a lot of good players coming out this year.
You don't think he will be, or you don't think he should be?
I don't think he will be.
Got it. I probably don't think he No. He probably, I would say he probably will be, but he probably shouldn't be.
He will be. He will be. Based on talent alone, talent of what you saw the first half of the season.
You know how loaded this draft class
is. I'm well aware of how loaded this draft class is. And I still think he's going to be taken anywhere between 10 and 15, at least.
Two Spartans in the lottery.
Well, one's going to be a top five pick.
That pushes Young. That pushes
Jackson's going to be a top five pick, and Bridges is going to be.
Jackson's going to go before Bridges, right?
Yeah, and then one in Bridges is going to be like the is probably like the seventh or eighth pick in the draft. And then you have Otto Porter Jr., who's going to be a pick. You have the kid from Duke that's going to be a pick. You have at least two Europeans that are going to be top like eight picks. So I this is not the year for Trae Young to come out. I would give if Bridges came back for 1 year and he came back to win, and he would have been a lottery pick. If I was Trae Young's agent, I'd say come back, go back for 1 year, bulk up.
Yeah, see, I don't know enough about next year's class.
I don't know anything about next year's class.
Don't you want to capitalize on going 27-9? Like, he can't do better than that next year, can he?
He can only go down. A kid who leads the nation in scoring and assists can only go down as far as visibility
like
is concerned.
Like I said, and I know nothing. Maybe next year's class is terrible, and he'd be like a lock to be in the top five, but that it's going to be hard to put up better than those numbers.
I don't think at his size he'll ever be top five. But if I'm not taking him, if I'm a team.
I'm looking at two mock drafts here. One has him eighth, one has him tenth.
All right, well, good for they know more than me.
In your car at 98.5. On your phone, on the new Sports Hub app.
And on your computer.
98.5, thesportshub.com.
Toucher and Rich.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Recapping what you missed with Toucher and Rich.
.985 the Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. The Bruins last night, unable to do the impossible again. They fall to Florida 3-0, and Backes back at it, back in trouble.
Backes coming late, and he knocked down Trocheck, and that's going to draw Matheson, who's going to drop the gloves with Backes. He's firing a couple of right hands. Backes is going to try and respond. He has the jersey pulled over his head. The linesman intercede.
Backes gets him a little bit high, but he's leaning forward and he's down.
The sheet says a match penalty for David Backes, which is for intent to injure.
I'm at a loss.
Yeah, you can tell that Brickley is getting very upset about the NHL. Can you imagine if you played in the era where you could just take a guy's head off, and then you're sitting here watching it now? I think it becomes like not rooting for even the Bruins. It just becomes you're fed up, and you say, I played in an era where, you know, you could take teeth out, where none of this was called, and now these guys are being babied like this.
Guys actually had to skate around with their heads up.
Yes.
Yeah. Now you can have your head down because you might get hurt, but you also know if anyone hits you the wrong way, that guy's going to get penalized,
yeah,
and not you for being an idiot.
Right. So this is Trocheck making it 3-0.
Yandel taking a look. The left-hander drifts near side. Trocheck shoots. He scores. Trocheck picked the top bar corner. You can hear it snap off the bar. Hudobin screen. Power play goal, Florida. And the Panthers with a 3-0 lead over the Bruins.
All right, David Backes, obviously coming off a 3-game suspension. He his take on things after the game.
I won't bother to guess. You know, I've had obviously 2 periods to think about it, and you know, it's kind of hit that I've been doing for years. So if this is kind of the new NHL, the new standard, then I hope I can have my old league back. But if not, then maybe there's some adjustments that I need to make.
Yeah, Backes is, what was it? It was like some unbelievable amount of hits that he's had in his career.
Over 1,000.
Been suspended.
I thought he said like his agent did the math. It was like 2,400 or like something crazy.
Like it was like, 2,400 hits. He had never been suspended. And now everything he's doing is being looked at.
The puck was at Trocheck's feet when he hit him. Trocheck had his head down.
Well,
Backes didn't crouch down.
Trocheck turned into him.
Fine.
No, I'm saying, I mean, even more in Backes' defense, like, what's Backes supposed to do if the guy turns into
him? It's an open ice hit with the puck right there. There was no intent to injure at all. The problem was the guy was skating with his head down, and it made it look a lot worse than it really was.
Yeah.
The NHL, as we discussed last week, Fred, wants figure skating. They want no hits, nothing even close to dangerous. And I understand there's an emphasis on head shots. That's understandable. David Backes is not a headhunter. And he's going to get suspended, even though he doesn't deserve it. The match penalty merits a review, and Adam and I were talking about this off the air before we started. It merits a review. The NHL's going to look at this, and they're going to suspend him again. Oh, you clearly didn't learn your lesson from last week when you were suspended for 3 games.
I don't think he gets suspended again.
I think he absolutely gets suspended. It's not warranted, but he will.
I don't think he does either, but you know, this is where getting the over-judicious 3-game penalty for him works against him, right? Because if you wanted to suspend Backes for his last hit, that even felt like a bit much. Even a game felt like a bit much for him. But if it was a game or if it was a fine or something like that, you look at him a little different as a quote-unquote repeat offender. This, I don't know. I mean, you hope that the Department of Player Safety goes, hey, we know we just threw the book at him with a 3-game suspension, but I don't know. Are we going to treat him as some kind of headhunter now? All of a sudden,
absolutely,
because of his 2 incidents in 3 games or
sure
whatever.
I think they're going to look at his history as a player and they're going to go, "All right, we just threw 3 games at him. We're not going to do it again."
I don't think they can get out of their own way. I think they've gone too far down the path and have to continue. I think he gets a 1-game suspension because of this.
How do you feel about Backes saying that he wants his old league back?
I don't think he's alone.
I think that it's completely legitimate. If you've played hockey a certain way for that many years,
but like, it's not happening. Do you know what I mean? Like, I mean, I want my old league back.
I think
it's like people wanting, you know, it's getting sick and tired of, you know, the country changing, like the demographics in the country. I want my old country back. I want my old league back. No, it's not happening, David.
But he's not asking for it to go back to 1980. He's asking it to go back to last year.
That's true.
I mean, he's not like going like, oh, you know, I miss the old days where you could like fight out all the time. He's just going,
take off a guy's shoe and beat him in the head with it.
But I kind of think he is doing that.
No, see, I don't. I think that he's saying, I've never been like my entire career, including the first half of this year, I've never been penalized for these things. I've never been penalized.
That's kind of what I think he's whining. He's like, I've never been. I don't know if he wants the old Department of Player Safety back. I don't know if he wants a different head of that.
I think he's justifiably frustrated, and he's saying, if these things are now, I got to go have disciplinary hearings about that as soon as 2 months ago, that wasn't the case. And so I want my old lead back, I don't think says I want it to go back to 1999. I think it means I wanted to go back to September.
Me getting not suspended.
Yeah. Like, for things I've been doing my entire career. Pat, I mean, and he's still playing. I mean, it's not, I mean, this is very odd for him. Pat, go ahead. Pat.
So after watching that last night, you know, how can you not get it right? Everybody in the building, the referees, the players, you can clearly see, I slowed it down, but you can clearly see that obviously the guy, like they said, turned into him. Head down. The first thing they teach you not to do is skate through the middle of the ice with your head down. But he hits him he has no choice, but he doesn't hit him in the head. When you get hit in the upper body anywhere, your head's going to flail back, even regarding whether he hit him in the head or not. He didn't hit him in the head. It was his arm into the guy's shoulder, and it's terrible. The NHL is going the wrong way here, and they're going to start losing fans. The grown men playing on the ice, they're going to run into each other. That happens. Get it right.
So do you really think fans are going to tune out because of this?
The core group will.
I don't think so at all.
Listen to Brick. Listen to what he's saying. And I'm not Brick's age, but I'm 50. I've been watching it a long time, and it's like
okay, but you haven't turned it off.
And they want to take the crushing guy's heads into the boards away from the game. I understand that guys aren't he's not paying attention and he's up against the boards and he gets wailed. That's one thing, but in the middle of the ice with your head down, it's a clean hit.
Well, I think I agree with him in that. Is he going to stop watching hockey altogether? But no. Maybe his enjoyment of the product goes down. In that, are you not supposed to hit?
No. So I'm all for. I don't want to take fighting out. I don't want to take hitting out. But at the same time, I don't know. I feel like today's NHL, they actually score like that. That's an improvement on the league over most of the last decade plus. Like scoring is way up this season. So. I don't know. I feel like that's what people ultimately watch for. I don't think you lose your hardcore fans at all because of that.
But penalizing guys and giving them match penalties and taking them off the ice.
That was over judicious. I agree with that.
No, but and it's also, I think that if you're looking at it completely from an entertainment perspective, whatever, you don't want hits. Say, and I'm not speaking for you, but you say you don't want hits, but you also don't want, a borderline star taken off the ice. So he's not playing anymore in the game, I don't think that's a big gift to the fans.
I think the NHL is overextending itself, trying to bring in new people. And while they're doing this, I think you are turning off the core audience that's been there with you for the last, 10, 15, 20 years. It's a transition period that's very dangerous for the league. You're trying to kind of morph into something else to make it more palatable for the general public and get them to tune in.
You think that's why they're changing the hits?
I think in part, yes, it is. You're trying to make it more fan-friendly.
I just think that's doing the same thing the NFL, just protecting yourself from future lawsuits.
Maybe so. The NFL is, I think, going to lose its core group. The NFL has the same problem. They're going so far one way to try and perfect the league and make it palatable to everyone. NFL fans, although they haven't done it yet, but I think the trend is certainly heading that way, are tuning them out. The game isn't what it used to be. It's harder to watch. This is just the NFL's version of it. And the NFL might wind up losing some of its core audience. Same can be said for the NHL. This game the NHL is trotting out there is completely different than the one it was 10 years ago. And I think the core group that followed it then doesn't like it now.
All right. So we will be back. And we will talk about some of these the upsets in the NCAA tournament.
98.5, the Sports Hub. Talking about the game is no game.
Stop. You're making me laugh so hard. What you're doing is so funny.
Dutcher and Rich.
You're on a roll. I am busting a gut. Ah.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
.5 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Adam Jones in for Rich today. Yesterday, the first round of the NCAA tournament, only Josh Fowler from NBC Sports Boston, who directs the show, willing to come out and celebrate the holiday. One of the few days it's good to do morning radio is the first 2 days of the tournament. And what a day it was. The first bar I was at was almost entirely Rhode Island fans. And it went to overtime. And then this happened.
Rich Matthews and the shot clock is a 10. Picked up by Odom. A 3. Yeah. Big time hit.
Yes, that's right.
Kevin Harlan, ladies and gentlemen.
Bullseye, baby. That was a bullseye if you ever saw one. So Rhode Island, who a lot of people have picked to make some noise in the tournament, ekes one out at Loyola. My friends, Loyola, who are a force to be reckoned with. I'll tell you that much. Loyola, just Chicago? Loyola, Chicago.
Loyola, Chicago.
The Ramblers.
Who I had.
You had them?
Everyone cares so much about my bracket. Yeah. I did, in both brackets.
Wow.
I had Loyola, and here's what they did.
Here they come. One time out, they don't take it.
Yep. They're moving on.
I rewatched that three, by the way, because like you said earlier, you know, you watch so much basketball, plus, you know, there's day drinking going on, so that can add to it, too.
Right.
But everything kind of runs together. You kind of forget what happened. I rewatched that three. It was way deeper than I thought. He was out like on the half court logo.
Well, in the Rhode Island game, a guy made one from literally standing in the middle of the logo.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Just Terrell. Yeah, for URI. Yeah,
yeah. That was and that wasn't a game winner or anything.
No,
he
no,
was
no.
Just like, I'm taking the three.
Hey, I've watched a lot of Steph Curry. I'm firing this up.
He looked over to Reggie. That was that one, right? Where him and Reggie like had a moment.
Yeah. Yes,
that's right.
Yeah, he just said, I'm shooting this from half court.
Even Reggie wouldn't have taken that one in his prime, man. No. That was a long way out.
Yes, indeed. And Buffalo in a bracket buster.
Oh, yeah.
They call this Arizona, who I can't find my stupid brackets that I put together. But this was a bracket buster. Buffalo.
Tomorrow morning, for the first time in NCAA tournament history, all of America will be talking about the Buffalo Bulls, their first ever NCAA tournament win, 89-68.
That's it. Well, Khalil Mack went there.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So, right. I mean, let's not talk about, we've never talked about University of Buffalo.
Guy was right, though. All of America buzzing. I mean, we're talking about it, so.
I mean,
Guy nailed it.
I could barely sleep last night. I was all a buzz. The whole thing got me all going crazy.
You think Arizona? You think they got screwed? Not screwed over. Do you think the whole investigation impacted them? Do you think they're just overrated? Like, what do you think happened with them?
I mean, they kept saying that they were rallying around everything, and that I'm sure the investigation was.
It doesn't seem like there was a lot of rallying. Yeah,
yeah. I think the investigation obviously had an effect on them. Let's go to Nick. Nick, go ahead, sir.
Hey, Fred. I just had a question about a song you used coming out of break yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Heavy guitar riff. Do, 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 do. And I have no idea who it is, and it's been driving me crazy.
Dan O'Brien, what song is that? Is that Mountain?
Oh, it's not, dude. The bass line that he's talking about to me.
Do, 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 do.
Not the White Stripe.
No, that's he's not doing Seven Nation.
No, it's not. Okay.
Sounded a little Seven Nation Army-ish,
that's,
by the way. He did.
That's where
it is definitely not Seven Nation Army.
We're just going off your impersonation of it.
No, all right. I will figure that out, and I will give you that information.
It might be the record company. I know we use that one like every day.
All right.
Wasn't the record company. Yeah. I know this is the one that's not been on the radio.
All right. We will look into that for you, sir.
Was it by any chance Hot Balls?
It could be. Well, line up Hot Balls.
You catch a hot riff of Hot Balls, maybe. Maybe that's what he's thinking.
Ryan, you're on the air, sir.
Fred, I was trying to look up that segment when you guys were going off on Nancy Grace when she found it on Dance with the Stars. I was trying to show my last name, but I was trying to find it online. Is there a way you guys can play it?
Do you have it?
I have no idea what he just said.
No, Nancy Grace when she farted on Dance with the Stars.
Yeah, I could find that.
Yeah. Do you know what that is, Adam Jones?
No, I mean, I know who Nancy Grace is, and I feel like I can piece it together, but no.
So Nancy Grace is on Dancing with the Stars, and, you know, she's trying to improve her image, and she is dressed to the nines. She's in a gown.
Oh, nice.
This is her moment. She's just danced the night away. She couldn't be more proud. She's very feminine.
She's sweating like a horse. She's being interviewed.
I don't even think she's sweating like a horse. No, she's, like, all made up.
And she's dolled up.
She's dolled up, and she is standing there, and she's very excited, and all of a sudden she farts.
Well, that's...
Her body just protests against her and says, we can't have this moment.
Yeah,
her body...
That was it?
Yeah, that was it.
But there's... In context, you hear her and she's just, you know, it was such a fun, great night. And then it just goes...
Wow.
Her body couldn't take it.
That's kind of the Zapruder version of it, kind of going back through and,
I mean,
and slowing
it down. Yeah. Well, Adam, if there's one thing this show does, is it really gets to the bottom of flatulence.
Well, I'll tell you what. I mean, it wasn't a dainty fart, I'll say.
No.
That had a little something behind it.
But it was like the movie Carrie. I mean, it was, you know, she'd become prom queen.
Yep. Yes. It was very Carrie-esque, that's true.
I bet you there's 85 audio files of us manipulating that fart in different ways.
It's four.
Yeah. But, yeah, she was so happy.
Yeah, well, she, you know, it's unfortunate. Her, yeah, like you said, the body just knew. The body knew it was a lie.
Her body said, all right, let's be honest.
Some people know their body. Her body knows her. And they're like, what are we doing here?
Yeah,
we're lying to America.
Her body said, this is that. This is the end of that. All right, be listening this morning at 6:50 for your chance to score tickets to the 2018 NCAA Division I Men's Ice Hockey Northeast Regional, hosted by Holy Cross at the DCU Center, March 24th and 25th. For tickets or more info, visit NCAA.com/frozen4.
Stay tuned for more Toucher and Rich on 98.5 The Sports Hub. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. Car number 10 right now to the Pride Motor Group contest line at 617-931-0985. We'll score tickets to the 2018 NCAA Division I Men's Ice Hockey Northeast Regional, hosted by Holy Cross at the DCU Center, March 24th and 25th. For tickets or more info, visit NCAA.com/frozen4. Well, it appears that there is trouble in paradise when it comes to the Cleveland Cavaliers. They are not getting along.
No.
They're having their own problems. LeBron James, very feisty. And here's LeBron James. He's yelling at Ty Lue, which is, I mean, Ty Lue's the coach. How can he, where does he get the nerve to start yelling at the coach of the team?
This was a while ago. LeBron and Ty Lue kind of trying to talk it out a little bit. Neither one of them were happy to close the third quarter.
Yeah, so he was yelling at Ty Lue as if, I don't know if he's going to get suspended or not, because I don't know how you...
Right. Yeah. Ty Lue?
Sure, yeah. That's right. LeBron's conversation to Ty Lue, stop interfering.
Yeah, I don't know how you can just turn around and wish that away, but nonetheless, he was doing it. And Ty Lue, surprisingly, playing it down a little bit after.
Huh. You were caught on camera with LeBron kind of going back and forth for another. What was the content of that exchange?
Oh, no, he just said he asked for a sub, I think, earlier in the quarter. But not to me. He said he told the assistant coaches, but nobody saw that, so it wasn't a big deal.
Yeah, it wasn't a big deal.
No, that's why everyone on the bench just wouldn't make eye contact with the two of them yelling at it. Like, that's the best part of that clip, is they're not next to each other, and they're not face-to-face. LeBron's down one end of the bench, and Ty Lue is, I don't know, seven or eight guys up the bench from him. And everybody's just kind of like looking at their shoes like, oh, here we go again.
Yeah.
Like, oh, no. The parents are fighting again. You know, like one of those things. Like, soup may get thrown again. Like, that was sort of the reaction on the bench. So, yeah, no, all he wanted was a sub, Ty Lue. That's what was going on. That's all you were talking about.
That's all he was yelling about. Yeah. If you're Ty Lue, at what point do you not want this job anymore?
Oh, I'm past it.
Yeah, you're coming to the end here. Nothing is worth this, especially if you're not going to win.
If I like
everything can be smoothed over if you go deep into the playoffs. This is not one of those years.
Kyrie was the smartest person ever in Cleveland. He's like, I'm not going to take LeBron's crap anymore. I know what he's doing. I can see what he's going to do. he's leaving when the year's over, and we're all going to be stuck here in Cleveland like a bunch of schmucks. Like, this is the worst place on earth to be after he leaves. So we're all sitting around here twiddling our thumbs waiting for LeBron to bolt. I'm not going to do it. So he forced his way out. And, you know, you can call that childish. You can say that's, you know, not sticking it out. Whatever you want to say about Kyrie, he saw through the BS. And I think there's a lot of people there who maybe it's occurring to them late. Maybe Ty Lue is one of them. Whenever things are going great, it's all about LeBron. Whenever things are going bad, it's about everyone else. And so you blame the coach, you blame Kyrie, you blame Kevin Love, you blame whomever, Isaiah, when he was there. That's how it works with LeBron. He blames everyone else, and then when things are great, he takes 100% of the credit. And that would piss me off if I were Ty Lue or anyone else. I'd be sick of it.
So are we positive that Cleveland can't make any noise in the playoffs?
As soon as Kevin Love comes back, I think you get a better idea of what happens.
Define noise.
That they'd be a factor in the Eastern Conference playoffs.
Yeah, see, I think they can still be a factor.
I have to see how they are. When Love comes back, then LeBron will finally get the running buddy he's missing. I mean, Tristan Thompson's hurt. Rodney Hood is hurt again. He's always hurt. And he's a key offensive threat for them now, the way the roster is shaped. And then, you know, Jordan Clarkson is Jordan Clarkson. They have a bunch of peripheral guys. You have LeBron, who's still putting up major numbers. He has no help at all. And I contend if Kevin Love comes back and finally proves that he can be a number two on a contending team, then Cleveland can make noise. Other than that, no.
It's so funny, by the way. Did we almost get Dying Wallach?
Yes. I got a little scratchy in the throat when I was talking there.
We almost got that.
No, I mean, you were very passionate.
Had to clear the throat, yes.
Yeah, you're very passionate about what you're talking about.
Of course. I'm big into Cleveland athletics.
Yeah, well, Kevin Love gets the emotions going. It's ironic that... Like, he's the guy they're looking to save them.
That's true. But am I wrong? I mean,
guy. You're totally right. I still think they're idiots for trading Isaiah. And
well, that wasn't going to work. I mean, they had to get pennies on the dollar because that was not working.
I don't know about that. It might not have. It may never have worked. But that was your best chance. Like, to have another all-star around LeBron with Kevin Love. Like, now it's just LeBron and Kevin Love. That's not enough. So, can they make noise in the East? Yeah, could they knock off Toronto? Could they potentially knock off the Celtics? I think that kind of win. I don't know that they're getting to the finals, and if they get to the finals, they're
going
to
get smoked.
They're
again.
A speed bump. Sure. Yeah.
I know. I understand that, but if they can beat Toronto and they can beat the Celtics, then they could win the East.
I think they could. If they have to go through both, I don't think they're getting through both. In other words, I think they could knock off one or the other. If they have to go through Toronto and then Boston. I think right now they're the four seed in the East.
They are the four seed. And Indiana just passed them.
And they're not that far up on the five, I don't think.
No.
They're backsliding. They are a half game up on the five. They're only a game and a half up on Philly in six. So, I mean, they have their work cut out for them for sure.
Yeah, they're going to have to actually try in the remaining, 14 games that they got to play?
See, yep. I think they're trying, though. Like, the scary thing is, I think they're trying.
LeBron is putting up monster numbers, but it's bricks into the Grand Canyon. I mean, it's all for nothing because he has no help at this point.
And so we're convinced he's leaving at the end of the year.
Yes. I remain convinced, especially now. I think he's gone.
1,000,000%.
Yeah.
And he hits a jam.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Oh, you don't like that song?
No.
What was that?
I've never liked that song.
Oh, you don't know the song? Oh, he can play it for you.
Oh, jeez.
I have to find it.
Yeah, he can play it for
you. Oh, too bad.
You
can't find it.
It's this kid, and he's in, like, Wisconsin or something. He has a barn that has been fashioned into a basketball court.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Like he's a young Larry Bird-esque sort of thing. Yeah.
And he's loves LeBron James, and the video is him just, like, knocking down, you know, 15-footers. You know, making solid layups, you know, getting close to the rim, but let's not.
Maybe like a nice backboard smack, one of those.
Yeah. It's like, here you go. Here's the song.
Remember this one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Shots all day. If you catch me in the air, you already know my name. It's King LeBron James. I make them all say, I dunk it in your face and I hit you with the tray. Fly like Jordan, hit shots all day. If you catch me in the air, you already know my name. It's King LeBron James. I make them all say, I dunk it in your face and I hit you with the tray. Sometimes I think crossing you over. Every step I get, you already bending over. I'm the biggest winner, you already know the name. Got me all day, I'm gonna do the same. All he's gonna do is...
the J. All he's gonna do is... And he hits the J. All he's gonna...
And he hits the J.
You see, it's very innocent, Jones. It starts as innocent, but
yep.
You're going to be doing something, whatever it is, at 2:30, playing basketball at the Y, whatever it is you do in the afternoon, and you're going to be humming that song.
If I hit any jumpers, I would break that out. Yeah.
Okay. You play basketball at the Y?
I do. Yeah.
In a league?
No. I can't do a league. I work at night, so that infringes on the league. But I usually play pickup on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Yeah,
really? With the high school kids?
With some high school kids, other people who work overnights and things of that nature. Some second and third shifters. Yeah,
yeah.
And he hits the J.
Maybe I'll work that into my repertoire. No, knock it down. And he hits the J.
Yeah, well, you should just do that. You should go, and I hit the J.
Kind of stunt on everybody.
Now, is this a full court situation?
Full court, yep.
So the gym is reserved.
Yeah, Tuesdays, Thursdays, noon to 3. A lot of pickup in
there. Oh.
Yeah.
3-hour block?
No, I don't play for a full 3 hours, please. But yeah, no, but that's I think there's a whole block there. Yeah.
So they alienate all the children that might want to do that.
Yeah, no children. Nobody under 18 allowed in there, though. I think there's a few rule breakers. A few rapscallions working their way in. I don't know how.
That sounds like a good use of resources.
Yep.